Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast and this is episode 62. It's the 3rd of May 2016 and I'm titling this episode Different Types of Compost. Now, as you can tell by the date, it's actually a Tuesday instead of a Monday. Well, yesterday was a bank holiday weekend, so I didn't do one today, yesterday, so I'm making up for it today. I hope everyone's had a really good weekend. I thoroughly did. Really, really productive weekend. So, yeah, coming up today, going to give you a few updates as normal. And then I'm just going to talk about different types of compost. Such as John Innes and multi-purpose and what you get out of the compost bin. So, first of all, let's start down at the allotment, plot 128B. I went down there on during the week and done a bit of weeding, actually. A bit of watering and weeding. And then Sunday I went down there, armed to the teeth with a load of horse manure. And that enabled me to fill up the beds for the trees that I brought that were bare rooted and the brassica bed. So I filled those three beds up and planted in the trees. They have been in a pot, so they have been growing and budding and watering and etc. So I've placed a cane with those trees just to support them a bit and keep them upright. And so now I've just got to let them grow and establish. So I'll be watering them quite a few times during the week, over the next few weeks. I've got to add some mycorrhizal fungi at some point as well. And just add that to it. Now the mycorrhizal fungi, I did add some to the apple tree 2-3 weeks ago. When I was weeding underneath that apple tree, it was just a packet I was trying to use up. So when I weeded underneath the apple tree, I noticed that actually the fungi, it's a really difficult word to say, but the fungi had established and spread. As I picked up the weeds, I noticed this like a spider web of white stuff, and that's the mycorrhizal fungi. So that's established really quickly, so that's going to grow and benefit that tree and the strawberry plants. I've just got to add more. I'm going to use it on every single bed, basically. Now I planted out the leeks, the first load of leeks I sown. I've planted those out down at the allotment with a garlic. And all I did there was dipped a hole into the compost and then just dropped a leek plant into each hole. I repeated this until I'd used up all the leeks I had and then just gave them a good watering in. I wasn't sure if I was going to have enough leeks, but I've nearly filled that patch up. And with the other patch I've got, I'll probably finish it off. May have room for a pumpkin or a courgette or something, but we'll see on that. But yeah, that's the first load of leeks now in the ground. I then planted a pot of peas I had growing that needed putting on. I've lost a label for these, so I don't know what ones they are. So I'm going to have to guess and hope. But we'll grow these on now. Again, I've just put them in the soil and gave them a good watering in. And that should do it. I then gave the grass areas and everything a really good strim. We got those right back down. So that's done, and it tidied up no end. which is something I wanted to achieve, which I'm pleased about. That's about all I've done really there. I was down there on Sunday and it was such a lovely hot day. It was lovely just being out in that sunshine. And chatting to some of the neighbours and what have you, and they were just, some were doing work, some were just sitting in the sun, making the most of it. Okay, so at home, I gave in and bought some bags of compost. This is just because the compost I've produced, I've pretty much used it all up now. So I just gave in and that'll be it. And I'm not too fussed about that. That's, you know, I bought 3 bags of Jack's Magic, which is one I've used before and I'm quite impressed with. And it was only a tenner, so I've not spent a huge amount of money. And as it's getting to the point now where I want to start sowing salads and things, it's probably going to pay off. But in this bag of Jack's Magic, I did find a rather large piece of wood, which obviously hasn't rotted down from the compost, which is a bit naughty of them, I suppose, but hey-ho. It's still there. Anyway, it does the job. A lot of the seedlings are actually growing on really, really well. The tomatoes that I've planted in the soil, I've actually given those in the greenhouse, this is, given those a stake, and they're growing on quite happily. Some of the chilli plants have lost their leaves, and it is the ones in the soil, so we'll I'm keeping an eye on those and seeing what happens. I got a feeling I might have to replant those, but I've got enough seedlings and things, so that's not too difficult to do. I think I said last week I'd sowed some pumpkins. Well, they haven't really grown yet, but I haven't checked on them today, but they had, there was one that had sprouted yesterday, but nothing really to shout about just yet. But I'll check on those later on today and we'll see how we get on. But yeah, I'm pretty much now at the point where I believe I've sown all the seeds that I want to sow. With the exception of things like salads and the brassicas and the winter stuff. So I feel quite relieved to have got to this point by May. I'll be turning the heater propagators off soon, once the pumpkins are done. And then I'm just going to concentrate on sowing the salads and things like that. So, beans as well. That's something I've got to sow a lot more of. So, yeah. It's all come together really quite nicely. The chickens, I've actually built a bit of a extra run for them. I've sort of got some frame 2.4 metre frames that I've put a caging on and what have you. You'll see it on a video that I'll be releasing. It's only movable and I can take it down and move it around. It's just so I got gave them a bit more running space when I'm in the garden and can keep an eye on them. Just because, I don't know, it's difficult to explain really, because their run is actually, pardon me, fairly big in terms of what they call, technically they are free range by the size, but I like to give them a lot of space, but at the same time they need a bit of protection, because there are foxes around and things like that. So I've just built them a bit of an extra run that is collapsible, and I can take it down and move it and what have you. that's about it, really. The home plot, as I say, everything's growing on. Oh, one more thing. I've planted a courgette seed pod. These are the things you've probably seen advertised on the TV. I've planted this in the ground with a glass cloche over it. So we're going to see how that goes, how that grows, and if it survives. I believe it will. Just got to keep watering it. But I thought I'd see how this goes. I planted that on Saturday, so we'll see how good these things actually are. I like the idea of them, but they are expensive. Okay, so compost, the bulk of the thing I wanted to talk about. Now, the compost we get from a compost bin and the compost we buy are two different things. Unfortunately, they're just wrongly named. Now, the compost we buy is more of a growing media as opposed to a soil improver that compost is. This year I had hoped, well, and I have used compost out of the compost bin, and it seems pretty good. But that's because I have mixed soil into the bins that I've dug up and things. So it's got a bit of extra, I don't know what to call it, but it's got the a bit more of a growing media with it. So for the purpose of this now, I'm just going to mainly talk about the type of compost you would buy. And it's very, very, can get very, very confusing. You hear things such as multi-purpose, ericaceous, John Innes. But what does that mean? Well, I've done quite a bit of research on this and various things. And it's given me a bit of an insight on what I already knew, really, in some ways, but a bit more depth to it. Now, John Innes, is you quite often hear John Innes, and you see some composts talk about having added John Innes. Quite frankly, that's a load of bollocks. John Innes compost is a set of four formulae for growing medium. It was developed by the John Innes Horticultural Institution, which is now the John Innes Centre, in the 1930s. And basically what they'd done was grade the compost based on how much loam, peat, sand, grit and fertiliser was in its composts. And these are all soil-based. So you would have, for example, sowing compost, and that's full of sowing of seeds and rooting cuttings. And that generally has very little fertiliser. It's quite sandy. And it's just to get your seeds and rootings just going. And then you've got John Innes number one, which is, you would sow large seeds with this, but you would also prick out your sowing seeds and plant them into this and just get them a bit further established. Number two, again, potting up, just a bit further down the line, if you like. And then finally, number three would be your final potting compost. So you probably, if that's where you want it to grow in, that's it. But of course, you go into a garden centre, you would see thousands and thousands and thousands of different types of compost. Some will be on that John Innes scale. Some will also say something like multi-purpose or what have you. Now, multi-purpose is an all-rounder, or it was once called universal for compost, and these basically cater for everything, including sowing in large seeds, pricking out, blah 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 blah. It's not very good for small seeds, and it's just a general compost. But I find you get better results with sowing seeds, starting with sowing compost. You get peat-free alternatives. Some gardeners don't like peat-free and don't think it's very very good. I'm not going to get into that. Obviously, as I said, you've got your sowing seeds. You've got things such as seedling compost, which is basically John Innes number one. Seedling compost, before that, you've got potting on compost, which is John Innes number two. Mature plant compost, which is John Innes number three. Ericaceous compost, which is basically for acidic loving plants. Prime example in my context is that I use all my blueberry bushes are growing in ericaceous compost, and they're very happy. I just buy the compost and fill up a pot that I'm putting them in. But these are just acidic for plants that need acidic soil. You can also get compost for containers and hanging baskets. These generally have a bit more of a water retaining gel, so they stay damp a bit longer. Growing bags. These are basically a bag that you would plant, I don't know, tomatoes in the greenhouse straight into the bag. You all know what they are. They're basically multi-purpose. But they do have water retaining gel in them, certainly the more expensive ones. Some are tailored to specific crops, but yeah, I don't worry about that too much. Citrus compost does what it says on the label. It's just designed for citrus composts. I don't really know what the what makes it so special at the moment, because I can't find the I've got all my notes in front of me and the websites, and it hasn't got citrus compost listed for some reason. But yeah, it's obviously specifically tailored for lemon trees, orange trees, and so on and so on. Now, personally, I only really buy seedling compost or seed compost and sow seeds into that. I've been this year trying to use compost out of the compost bin. I've had to give in and buy some multi-purpose, and that's all I generally buy each year. If I've had to put on blueberries, I've bought ericaceous compost, and if I have to put on any of my orange or lemon trees or my citrus, then it's citrus, obviously. Now, there are more and more composts. They pretty much just all do what they say on the bag. And if you're stuck, a good garden centre will be able to help you. But yeah, in general, that's all I really worry about. Anyway, so I'm going to wrap up for today. Thank you for listening. And yeah, a bit of research went on today. Trying to fit into a 20-minute podcast has been quite difficult, but we will see what happens. Next week, I'm going to talk a bit about homemade fertilisers. And then the following 2 weeks are going to be pre-recorded because I'm away on holiday. But you'll see what's happening with that. So again, thank you for listening. Please do visit the website, theveggrowerpodcast.co.uk. And I'll speak to you again next week.